Year 2021 kicked off with several bad news, like second COVID wave with multiple unidentified virus variants, load of millions of new patients on already collapsed health system, lack of sufficient liquid oxygen in hospitals to save lives, etc. Among all these, there was one particular news which was perceived as a good news in most part of the world. It was the US election, which had the eyes of the entire world over it and kept everyone glued to the TV news. Joe Biden elected as the 46th US president after beating Donald Trump in one of the toughest and most controversial US election. This whole episode was full of surprises, and USA also witnessed the worst day of its democracy, where hundreds of Trump supporters broke into Capitol building and created a big scene. The crowd was allegedly provoked by Trump himself, who could not digest his defeat. Entire world witnessed several instances and things in his tenure which were quite inappropriate to say or do, where former US President Donald Trump was involved. There was one woman who stood against him in 2016 and gave him a really tough competition, Hillary Clinton. She was the first woman ever in USA to be nominated by a major party to be their presidential candidate. She was wife of former US President Bill Clinton and carried out all of her responsibilities with sheer commitment as the first lady. She spent more than 40 years in US politics and gave a tough competition to Barack Obama too in 2009 US presidential nomination from the Democratic Party. The book Shattered is about her second bid for the presidential post. It was the time where everyone thought that it would be a cakewalk for her to defeat Donald Trump. All the surveys, polls and debates were in her favor, but she still lost it. What went wrong for her? Shattered tried to answer that question. Shattered inside Hillary Clinton's doomed campaign was penned by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnas. Jonathan Allen is a political writer and thinker who covered national politics for major news centers like Politico, Bloomberg, and Fox. Amy Parnas is the senior White House correspondent for the Hillary newspaper in the Washington. She covered Hillary Clinton during the campaign and covers the Trump administration. The book consists of 21 chapters where the authors tried to cover Hillary's presidential campaign from the time the decision was taken by her to the time when she lost the bid, and blamed all the factors involved according to her. The book covers each and every incident which took place at the time in sufficient details. The author explained the consequences of each decision taken by Hillary and her team. If it was in her favor or not, the author tried to give a very honest opinion with proofs. All the dialogues and events were beautifully covered with the background. It also covered most of her aides who were trying to help her win the presidential race and tried to do everything right. The book talks about her in a good stretch, like what kind of person she was, and all of her qualities and deficiencies, like why even after being in public eyes for decades, no one actually knew the real Hillary. Why almost everyone in her camp was afraid of her. Her relationship with her husband, mother, friends, and Barack Obama. Her workaholic nature and a lot more. We also read a lot about her campaign against Bernie Sanders for the nomination and Donald Trump for the presidential bid. This all give a real good picture of what happened behind the curtains of her campaign. While the book was a great read and filled with interesting content, there were few things which could have been very interesting to know. We learned in the book that she was very careful in her second campaign and made sure that she did not repeat the mistakes she committed in her first campaign against Barack Obama. But the book talks about those points in a very brief manner. I really wish to God to know more about those lessons she learned in her first campaign. Considering the book was basically about her second campaign, I cannot complain more as it really hit the boundary with that. I'll give 4.5 stars considering the amazing content and the research done for it. If you're interested in international politics and USA, then this book is for you. You're going to find it very interesting, and this book has the power to keep you hooked till the end. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is again Devendra. If you like this video, please give it a like, please subscribe to the channel and share with your friends and family.